The lion dance is one of the most iconic parts of the Lunar New Year, representing good luck and prosperity for many in the Chinese community. It's a tradition that's been part of Chinese culture for thousands of years, performed at important events such as weddings, store openings and festivals. But not too long ago, WA's largest Chinese association lost both their lion and dragon dance troupes.
The Chonghua Lion Dance suffered some setbacks due to a lack of funding and support. And sadly, it was actually disbanded for a good 3 to 4 years.
Sheila Rejek is the Honorary Secretary of the Chonghua Association in Perth. Before it was disbanded in 2012, Chonghua's lion dance troupe had a rich history dating back to the 1960s. They performed at international contests around the world and were one of the first troops to perform a number of the sport's most challenging moves. Sheila and others in the community believed it was a loss to let such a strong legacy and cultural connection fade away.
When the current executive management team took over office, Lion Dance was given the very much needed support and encouragement. As a result, it was reinstated.
The new management team at Chonghua looked to the community to help rebuild the dance troupe. Along with financial support from the state government for their New Year celebrations, they relaunched the Lion Dance just in time for the 2016 New Year's Festival. Instead of the traditional Lion Dance troupe, a new group was set up to encourage children into the program, the Young Lions. Stephen Kum is the troop leader of the Lion Dance and grew up with a passion for the performance.
I get involved with Lion Dancing since quite a young age, like 7 years old in Singapore. Lion dancing is part of my hobby. You know, I can't wait until the Chinese New Year so I can get involved with the lion dancing.
He said that having children involved in the program is an important way for them to get involved with their heritage instead of just learning about it.
This is really important because Chonghua is one of the biggest Chinese community in Perth, and having at least one of the culture dance basically to us is quite important. So having the lion dance back bring the whole community like more lively and more happier.
Part of the plan was purchasing 2 baby lion costumes from China for the kids to use, alongside making the program as inviting as possible to newcomers. Traditionally, many of the moves in the lion dance are tied to kung fu or wushu, which may be seen as a barrier to entering the troupe. The teachers decided to focus on the dance itself instead of martial arts to make it easier for people to get involved. It gives each member of the troupe the chance to learn about every aspect of the performance.
When I was young, I used to join lion dance back in my hometown, back in Brunei.
Freddie Fu is one of the troupe's instructors. All 3 of his children have joined the Young Lions, including his youngest, who is only 7, giving them the chance to learn about their heritage and what it means to their father.
It's good to have that, you know, youth, you know, kids to actually try to share their multicultural and try to learn, you know, the Chinese culture and stuff like that. So I'm actually quite glad that, you know, my kids actually have that passion and interest and learn lion dance.
Also setting the group apart is their open invitation to girls to join the troupe. While not a single gender sport, lion dance troupes are predominantly male, with girls rarely seen performing. Purchase of 2 female lion costumes and the open invitation has been helping to promote the dance to girls like Yvonne.
I had a passion for lion dance since I was small, but I never really knew how to join or if I could. So I didn't know if it was something I could do either because it seemed really hard. But last year I had a friend who introduced me to Chonghua Lion Dance Troupe.
All 4 of the troupe's lions have been performing around Perth as part of the New Year celebration. And the team at Chonghua are hopeful that the group's future will be just as lucky as the lions themselves. Kyle Brown, SBS News.